Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock block on 94.9 WSJM. My name is Spencer Rivers, and as all Fridays, we check in with Jeff Street at Boss Services, raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical in Southwest Michigan. One-day bath solutions are also available to you, and windows. You need new windows? Well, Jeff is a person to call. And Jeff, how are you doing this morning?
I am super amazing. How are you?
I am doing quite well. We're getting closer to the weekend, and that always makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
Now, this week, we've been having some strange temperatures. I say strange because it gets, well, there's one or two nights this past week where I got up at 3 to get ready to go to work, and it was in the high 40s. And then later in the day, mid-70s to close to 80. So I had the heat on in the morning, and then later in the afternoon when it started to get hot in the house, or warmer than I particularly like it, I turned the air on. So it's, it's been a little strange.
Yep, we're going through the same thing in my house.
So one of the things that we wanted to talk about this morning, oh, by the way, did you want to, before we get into the more lengthy stuff, do you want to throw in a couple of specials that you have going on now?
Yeah, we can do that. We're still running our furnace checkups special for $59. You know, we'll come check out your furnace if you haven't turned it on yet. There's fewer and fewer every day that haven't turned their furnace on yet. But even if you have, if you want to get it checked out and make sure it's safe for the winter and ready to go, we'll give us a call. We can come do that. And then also we're doing until the end of, I think the end of this month, maybe the end of November. Let me double check on that. I think it's the end of November. We're doing the, if you buy a full system, free humidifier or a free duct cleaning.
Oh, wow. Well, that's quite a deal there. One of the reasons I ask you about this, because in the news this morning and probably yesterday as well, some people, some experts are predicting natural gas prices to possibly go up 40 to 50% over last year. And it's kind of important to get the most out of your furnace as you possibly can. Of course, I got a new one earlier this year, and I'm happy about that. But still, someone that doesn't think they need a new furnace should still have it checked out and make sure it's running as efficiently as it can, right?
Yeah, 100%. Everything's going up. The gas prices, if natural gas is going up and regular gas is going up, propane's probably going up, electricity's probably going up. Everything's going to go up and up, and once they raise them, they don't really like to lower them again. So the efficiency of your system is huge, and I think we talked about this maybe last week or the week before about a system that comes out now, a high efficiency system, a low efficiency system that comes out now is more efficient than a high efficiency system was 15, 20 years ago. So if you have a 15 to 20 year old furnace, even if it's a high efficiency furnace, it's still less efficient than, a low-end equipment now or entry-level equipment now. So you're still spending more on your gas bill or, than you would be if you replace your system. So you could, realistically, you could save a lot of money on your gas or propane bill.
And besides that, people might be listening at home and saying, I just can't come up with thousands of dollars to get a whole new system. And that's where the Freedom Plan comes in.
Yeah. So it's funny. We were just talking about this right before we jumped on the air here. We were just talking about the Freedom Plan. If you go to our website, thebossservices.com, there's a button right in the top middle of the page that says Freedom Plan on the menu. And there's a video that explains what it is better than I'm about to. But essentially, it's a subscription-based HVAC system. So instead of buying the system for, it depends on what you're getting, but anywhere between $8,000 and $15,000, instead of just paying that money up front and owning that, you pay a monthly fee, and you don't have to worry about any repairs or maintenance for the life of that system. So if anything breaks on it, we're going to come out and fix it completely free. We're going to do the annual maintenance completely free. And we're really assuming all the risk of owning a system, so you don't have to.
Well, that's quite a deal, because most of the people I know don't have thousands of dollars to come up with up front.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than, you know, your cable box. If my cable box breaks, I take it back to Comcast and say, hey, this is broken. They give me a new one. And it's essentially the same thing, just on a larger scale. You call and say, hey, my furnace is broke. Well, we're going to go out and fix it. Say, all right, you're all good. You know?
Well, that's great. And that comes with filters as well.
Yep. Yeah, I think we probably left a box of filters with you. And, you know, we ask that you change them. But, yeah, we're going to provide them.
The only thing I didn't like is that they're all the same color.
No, did you want the pink one?
Yeah. No, and one of the things I'll point out is that the thermostat that I have on my plan, it reminds me when I'm supposed to check those filters or change them, which is because I don't put that in my phone or on the calendar in the kitchen about change the filter. So when that pops up on the thermostat, you know, check filter. Oh, okay, I go down there and do that.
Yeah, it filters. It's like paying bills for me. I'm like, man, didn't I just pay this? Didn't I just check my filter? Why do I have to keep doing this? But yeah, it comes up out of nowhere every month.
And that's kind of important for those people like us at my house who have pets. I got birds and a cat, and the filters tend to get dirty definitely within a month's time. So I'm so thankful for that reminder, because old people like me don't remember things like they used to. So all right, we talked about sorry about that. I had something in my throat. Hope I didn't swallow it. We talked about rising prices and furnace efficiency, and is there anything else that you can think of to get that furnace, your system, ready for winter?
Yeah, so we're starting up the furnaces. We're you know, blowing the dust off of the heat exchangers and putting fires in them for the first time in a while. But also, there's the other half of that system that we've been using, the air conditioning, that we need to shut down. And, you know, so one of the most common questions we get is, should I cover my air conditioner for the winter? And the short answer is no. They're made to sit outside. They're made to get rained on. They're made to get snowed on. So just leave it. I mean, you can, just because they sell a custom, you know, super cool cover for your condenser, doesn't mean it should have one on it. So there's a couple reasons we don't recommend covering it. And one is, you're creating a warm home for rodents, and every animal that lives outside wants to be someplace warm in the winter. And if you put a cover over your outside unit, you're inviting them in, and the mice will eat all the wires throughout the winter. And then we went out to a unit that it was only 2 years old, and it was a complete replacement of every electrical component in the outside unit because a mouse moved in and ate everything.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, it was more cost effective to replace the entire unit than to rebuild it. And, you know, we worked with the manufacturer to make that happen, but ultimately, yeah, that's why we recommend don't cover them. And then also the other reason is, if it is covered and you turn your unit on, then it's going to definitely just destroy the unit. So if you cover it all winter, it gets hot out, you forget that it's covered, or your kids come home from school, you're at work, and they think it's hot in the house, so they switch the AC on and start it up with the cover on it, you're going to be buying a new air conditioner. It will destroy it immediately.
Just to be clear, Jeff and I are talking about an outside condenser unit. We're not talking about an air conditioner that goes in your window.
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, the permanent ones that are outside. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep that. So I gather from what you're telling me, having rain or snow get into that outdoor unit really doesn't do any harm.
Yeah, correct. It's made to sit out there. It'll be fine. So there's a couple other, you know, considerations. So if your outside unit is sitting under an overhang that, you know, collects icicles, and you're worried about an icicle falling off and damaging your unit, you could throw a piece of plywood over the top of it with a brick on it to hold it down, just to protect it from icicle damage. But if there's no icicles forming above it, just leave it alone and leave it open for the elements.
Okay, well, that's an excellent idea. That's a good thought right there. Oh, and the other thing that I wrote down that you told me before we went on the air is it's a good idea not to run the air conditioning when it's below 60 degrees outdoors.
Yeah, there. So inside the inside your outdoor unit is a compressor, and inside there is a bunch of oil and everything, and it's, if the oil gets too thick, it won't circulate, and it won't, if it's under 60 degrees, it won't warm up quick enough. Typically, it won't warm up quick enough to save that before it's been running too long to destroy it. So if you turn it on in super cold temperatures, it's definitely not good. There are winter kits for it and all that stuff that you can put onto it, but the typical air conditioner does not have a wintertime kit for obvious reasons. Most people aren't running them in the winter. So if you're concerned, if you have kids in your house, it's a good idea to just go outside and turn the disconnect off to the outside unit for the winter months. So if somebody's playing with a thermostat and switches it to air conditioner, it's just not going to come on, and you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. What you just said about not running it under 60, I'm going to tell my boss that you said I shouldn't run my car under 60.
So yeah. I was run that by him and let me know if it works out.
Yeah. It's below 60 degrees out now. Jeff said I shouldn't run that because the oil might get is too thick. So I've got to stay home.
It's a different kind of oil, but maybe it'll fly. I don't know.
All right. So if someone has a curiosity about some of the things we talked about today or some of the things or all of the things that Boss Services does, what's the best way to check that out, Jeff?
A ton of information on our website, thebossservices.com. And also our brand new online store is on there, too. So you can check that out if you want to do some shopping for HVAC and plumbing. And then also you can just give us a call, 269-468-6682. We'll answer the phone 24 hours a day and answer any questions you have.
All righty, sir. Thank you so much for all the valuable information. I know it's helpful to me, and I know it's helpful to folks that are thinking about, oh, boy, the gas prices are going to go up, you know. So, all righty, sir. Thank you much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Spencer.
All righty. Bye-bye.